the house today. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Did you all bring your gift today? Did you bring your gift to the Lord today? Did you ask God what He wanted for Christmas? Did you bring it? You think He has everything? We've talked about this for a long, long time. But the one thing He doesn't have, actually a lot of things He doesn't have, He is everything. But He doesn't have everything. He doesn't have your praise. He doesn't have your faith. He doesn't have your love. He doesn't have your joy. He doesn't have your thanksgiving until you give it back to Him. Give the Lord the praise to His name. Give the Lord the praise in this place. Lift up your voice and shout to your God. Glory to God in the highest. Give the Lord a shout. Tell the world what it's about. Jesus. Come on. Jesus, I can hear you. Come on. Jesus. There you go. Come on. Jesus. Again. Jesus. Again. Jesus. There's a name above every name.
Jesus.
Who's Lord of all?
Jesus.
Who stands 10 feet tall?
Jesus.
Who is God over everything?
Jesus.
Who's your Lord? Who's your Savior?
Jesus.
Who redeemed you?
Jesus.
Who gave you eternal life?
Jesus.
Who called you
Jesus.
Out by your name?
Jesus.
Who loved you more than anyone?
Jesus.
Who is always with you? Jesus. Who will never forsake you? Jesus. Who will lead and guide you?
Jesus.
Who is the everlasting one? Jesus. Who rules over the nations of all the earth? Jesus. Who's the Prince of Perfect Peace? Jesus. 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 Who takes you by the hand, leads you to the promised land? Jesus. Jesus. Who guides you every moment of the day, no matter what other people say? Jesus. Jesus. Who will never forsake you, nor leave you? Jesus. Jesus. Every name in heaven and earth has to bow. To what name? Jesus. Jesus. Every issue in your life, fear, doubt, hate, and strife, has to bow to the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and lift up your hands and shout the name above every name. His name is Jesus! 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 Come on in the house! Jesus! Jesus! To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. He is Lord to the glory of God the Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Because He lives, you live, and He lives and abides within you. Who is that? Jesus. 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 Come on. Jesus. Elevate. Come on. Jesus. Come on, choir. Come on, choir. Come on, choir. Present your gift now. Come on. Come on. He hung on the tree for you and me. Jesus. Died for your sin. Jesus. And He rose again. Jesus. Come on. Bring your gift. Now's the time. Bring your gift of praise. Bring your gift of thanksgiving. Bring your gift of worship. Come on. Praise the Lord. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus forever and evermore. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. We worship you, we praise you, we love you, we thank you, Father, for this incredible day you made for your purpose and for your pleasure. It was and it is. And it is made today, and God, for it we give you praise. We come before you with thanksgiving. We stand in awe of you, O Lord, and praise you, mighty God. You are the way, Jesus. You are the truth, and you are the life, and there is no other way to the Father except through you, Jesus. Pray with me now. Receive him as Lord and Savior if you haven't. And if you have, remember your prayer. Jesus, you came, you gave your life, you laid your life down for me. I receive your perfect gift, a forgiveness of every sin now and forever. I receive your gift of redemption. I receive the gift of your love and of your grace. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord, my Redeemer, my Savior, here and now. And I declare it is all in and through your mighty name. In Jesus' name, I am made alive in you. And everyone shouted. That was a pretty weak shout. I want you to rattle the walls. When you rattle the walls, you can sit down. Shout unto the Lord. Come on. Come on. Shout. I think by the third time you'll have it. One more time. One more time with all your might. Give the Lord a shout of praise in this place. You can take your seats. I'm going to tell you a story. And that's what this season is about. So, a blessed, very merry season of Christ. Merry Christmas. And we're thankful because one day there were shepherds abiding in the field, watching over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto them. And they were very afraid. And the glory of God shone on them. And said, "Fear not, for I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there were with the angels a host of the heavens. And they shouted, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to those with whom he is pleased." That's the story of what we celebrate today. An announcement from heaven that a Savior was born. And they rejoiced because they understood and were excited and in expectation for what they had heard prophesied for generations. The angels, the host of heaven, had heard for generations the word of God being ministered to the earth about a day, a time, when heaven would be born in the earth. When two absolutely, totally, completely different dimensions miraculously would unite and come together. And in order to rejoice with the host of heaven, which we are supposed to rejoice with, seek the kingdom. Look for those things that are above, not those things that are beneath. And the angels, in order for them to rejoice with you, something has to happen. I want to tell you something. You are heaven's faith reality. And in order to understand and to really rejoice like the angels rejoiced, because they had watched for generations the words of the prophecies and the prophecy of Isaiah, and she will conceive and bear a son, and this is the sign, she'll bear a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. God with us. Season of rejoicing, season of worship. Do you know what we do at this time as a body of believers? We take dominion of a season. We make it our own. We take it out of the hands of anything and everything that is not God-minded, Jesus-minded, Christ-minded, and we take it and we take dominion of it and we become thankful for it and we become a little bit more like Jesus, a little bit more like the Father. And we begin to express our love. We talk about the love of God. We remember the birth of our Savior. We think about others more than normal. We think about giving, give, and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, love and running over. Love one more highly than yourself. Esteem one more highly than yourself. We take this time. And we own it. And we bring it as a worship, as an offering to God. And we call it Christ's Mass, Christmas, the Lord's Day. We take that time. God said in the Genesis of time, so we fulfill that word. Let's give them dominion over all the earth. Let's give them dominion. And today we're taking dominion. In this beautiful month of December, we're taking dominion over all the earth and we're declaring that this is the hour of remembering and praising and worshiping and celebrating our God. Regardless of the intentions of anything and anyone, and even the more, if there are opposing opinions, shouldn't we take this day and make it a day of celebration unto God? Instead of stepping aside or closing our eyes or refusing to acknowledge, shouldn't we take this day collectively as we come together and remember what God has done? Shouldn't we take this day and say, this is the day that God has made and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it? You know, a day that is already conquered, a day that you already feel the festival and the joy and the worship and the praise and a good tidings, doesn't need you to take dominion over it. What better time than this time, this season, Many people are excited. Many people are happy. There are those that are sad, feeling bad, feeling alone. Isn't this the time? Isn't this the season to say this is the day God has made? Let's rejoice in it. Let's make this a declaration of worship to our God. Because God did have a desire. God did have a will, a want, something God wanted. And what God wanted was a people, children, born of His will. God wanted the gift of children. He wanted sons and He wanted daughters. You're all here today because your parents wanted sons and daughters. And if they didn't want you, God still wanted you. That's why you're here. God desired something. He desired people that He could love. He desired people that could be born after His own spirit. Remember, God is a spirit. And the Spirit of God is a greater reality than you could possibly imagine in your mind, because the reality we are conformed to is the reality of taste and touch and sight. Beginning and the middle and the end. Uncertainty. Sometimes fear and doubt and sadness. Once in a while, a little rejoicing and a little praise and a little thanksgiving. But the reality is that God created this sphere called earth for us to take dominion in it with the authority of His will and of His word, and to do so solely by faith in who Christ in us is. Absolutely, completely, and totally. Because heaven could not experience the level of faith that you have except through you, and you through Christ. You are faith's experience to heaven. Jesus made it clear when He said, when you see with your eyes, that's not faith. But He said, blessed are those who have not seen Me and have yet believed. This is the reality that God wanted when He created mankind. God wanted a reality of faith. So often we tend to veer away from the necessity of faith. We just want things to work out just because we made the right decision, or you bought the right thing, or you invested correctly, or you made the right business choice, or you married the right person, or you have the perfect baby. But that's not really reality. That's fiction. The word calls that reality a vapor. Here for a moment and then not. Constantly changing. Never certain. The one consistency in humanity is uncertainty. We are sure, we're really not sure how it's going to turn out. We're very confident that it may or may not turn out okay. But you have to remember something. In order to really rejoice, you have to understand why we rejoice. Some of you rejoice today. Some of you had to be prodded. So I'm going to say, maybe you need to remember Maybe you need to know why we should be rejoicing. This house today should be like popcorn in the fire. If you really understood, you'd be jumping all over the place. You'd be acting as strange as Devo or Devon. Because until you get it, you don't get it. Until you get it, you just don't get it. See, heaven and earth are two absolutely, totally different dimensions, and they're not really like one another at all. They're two absolutely, completely, totally different dimensions. And there's no way to get from earth to heaven. It absolutely cannot happen. Donna, can you? Yes. There are two different dimensions, and God made two different dimensions on purpose. I understand. It's all right. And these two dimensions, in the mind of God, were to be a gift to the Father. Two dimensions. They were to be a gift to God. They were intended to be a gift to God. God wanted a gift unto Himself. I remember when our daughters were born, they were a gift to my wife and I. They were a gift to us, and we wanted them. We wanted our daughters. And when they came, they were a gift each time. We have two. And one gift did not outshine the other gift. They were a gift to us. And they came out of us and out of our union to one another. A gift. What an incredible, glorious, wonderful gift. God wanted a gift. And here you are. And then He wanted you to know the reality of who He is. And if you get this, you'll go out of this house rejoicing. He wanted to bring two absolutely different dimensions, two totally different worlds together. And there's no way humanly possible for you to get there from here. No way. No matter what rockets, spaceships, aircraft, no matter what it is, no matter how fast it goes, no matter how high it climbs, there's no way possible for you or me or anyone to get there from here. Can't do it. Never will. Ever. You can fly as high as you want, as fast as you want, for as long as you want, and you never get there. And God said, I want the impossible, because with me everything is. But right now everything isn't, and I want it to be. God is everything, everything imaginable, and so far beyond imagination. But His gift was to share that with His creation that had a will to refuse or to receive. And it's this will in which your faith is housed. The will to believe beyond our methods, our technology, our strength. Why does God, this feels like, sometimes just brings me to the end? He's not bringing you to the end.
He's bringing you to your end so you can see His beginning, His Alpha. Because until we come to our end, it's our beginning. But when we come to our end, we find a beginning beyond the stars, beyond the earth, beyond our resources, beyond our ability, beyond your strength. You want to know how to be delivered from depression, to be healed, to be restored, to be empowered, to feel joy, to feel peace, to feel great about this season or any other day, then it's in knowing why the heavens of God rejoiced, why the angels rejoiced, and the host of heaven, the word says, joined them and said, glory to God in the highest. Look, on earth, peace, goodwill with the Lord's favor. You are heaven's faith reality. You are a gift to heaven. You are a gift in the kingdom of God. Your worship, your praise, your faith is a gift that God wants and cannot have until you give it to Him. Your thanksgiving, your surrender, your humbled knee, your surrendered heart, it's a gift that God will gladly accept. And you have the gift that is so valuable to God, regardless of your physical, mental, social, financial status. It is so precious that He will receive it with as much joy from you as you and you and you and everyone and anyone. It's the gift God wants. The gift of hearing His word every single day. See, we say things like, every day is Christmas. Is it? To God it is. To God every day is Christmas. Because every day is all about who Christ in us is. And who Christ in you is the very hope of the glory of God being revealed in the earth. By faith. There is no other place in the Scriptures, anywhere within the universe, within the realm of the known and the unknown realities, that a creation has to abide by faith and faith alone. To hear God, to see God, to know God, to understand God, to embrace God. So one day while these shepherds were hanging out in the field and the angel came and announced to them, heaven literally walked into the earth in the form of a baby by the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus was born, Son of the living God, the only begotten of the Father, first of His kind, and the first of many to come. Every single day that God looks at your faith, every single day that you praise and thank God for saving you, for calling you, for filling you with His Spirit and His Word, every single day that happens, it's Christmas in heaven. Every single day, the host of heaven rejoices and says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to men and women. So see, when we say, let's make heaven restless, it's not just a statement thrown out there. It's a reality. It's not meaningless. It embodies something that's very, very true that was announced when Jesus came. Glory to God in the highest. Every time God sees you do something by faith, every time God sees you remember, listen to His word, act on it, praise Him for it, and saying, yes, Lord, according to your will, according to your word, every time you do that, heaven is experiencing Christmas. Heaven is experiencing the very power of the birth of Jesus Christ that will never, ever, ever end. When it's all wrapped up, when Christ makes his appearance, and it's all wrapped up, you will always and forever be the gift of the faith of the only begotten of the Father, and it will never change. You will be known. You think you step into heaven and it's just going to be like you're excited about everybody. I'm telling you, when the kingdom of God opens itself to you, by opening itself through you, heaven's going to rejoice because of you. Till all these things be fulfilled, the word says, that season won't come. And through whom does he fulfill all those things? Through you. Through you. If you only knew how much God loves you. If you only knew. We think because someone passed away, or because we lost something, or something fell apart, or because you came to your wit's end, that maybe God isn't with you. But the absolute opposite is true. God wanted to show you a new beginning, his beginning, who he is in you, how he comforts you with peace, how he heals your body, how he heals your mind, how he sets you free from grief and pain, how there is something beyond your end. So when Jesus came into the world for the very, very first time, two dimensions became one. Heaven was living and breathing and walking in the earth. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Emmanuel, God, with us. And it is the will of this season. It is the will of this season that brings those two universes together. It is the will of that season. Jesus said, seek those things that are above, far above the heavens. I've seated you in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. I've raised you up. Everything within creation has its foundation in the Trinity. Everything. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Everything has its foundation in the Spirit. Everything. And you are the reality of his Trinity. There's a Trinity of Jesus. First, he appears born of the Spirit, not the will of man. You too are born of the Spirit, not of the will of man. His second appearance is on the cross, laying down his life, taking away your sin, seen as a redeemer. Jesus said, if you will follow me, lay down your life, take up your cross, and follow me. And his third appearance brought back and made alive from the dead. And you, being dead and in your sin and your trespasses, were made alive again in Christ. We have a trinity of appearances in Christ. We are born again of the Spirit, not of the will of man. We are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not we that live, but Christ that lives in us. And we are crucified with Him. We are buried with Him. And we are made alive again in Christ Jesus. The Trinity of God's reality lives in you. Because the birth of our Savior that came not by the will of man, not by flesh, not by blood, but by the will and the word of the Father. Do you know in whom you have believed? Unto us was born in the prophesied city of David of Bethlehem a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and the nations shall be on His shoulders, and He will rule over the governments of all people. And His name will be called Emmanuel, God with us. How could you not be excited about this season? If your loved ones have gone, they're in the caress of the kingdom of God and of His Christ. Their spirit lies within His embrace, and their reality is more clear than yours. Don't be angry at God because He brought you to your end before you got there, so He could show you His beginning before you had nothing left. He loves you. He will heal you. You feel all the love of your family, present and past. Because He is love, and He is the only love. He is the author of love and eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life. Then how do we experience eternal life? Through Christ. But when? And by how? With the heart man believes unto God, and with the mouth the confession of faith brings you salvation. Jesus said, will you believe what I'm telling you is true? Because if you have faith that what I'm telling you is the truth, is the reality, then you will live forever. Jesus was not only saying, I'm here and you need to believe in me and live. He didn't say that. He actually said, you need to have faith that I am He. That I am the prophesied one. What is so important to see is that your faith in who? Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God is your eternal life. Your faith. is your eternal life. Your gift of faith. Not in how great you were, how great you've been, how bad you were, how bad you've been. Not in what you didn't do or what you did do or what you wished you hadn't done or wished you had done. Nothing. None of it. Not any of it. Not the songs you sing. Not how long you shout. Not how much you do. Not how much you love. Not how much you give. For God so loved the world that He gave. That you may have eternal life. How? Through your faith. When God revealed His Son, not only was He wiping away your sin, not only was He showing you His grace, His love, and His mercy, but He was revealing something about you that you didn't know. There is eternal life in your faith. And your faith is the gift of eternal life. Your faith in who Jesus Christ is your eternal life. So what God was doing when He called you to believe was saying, I want you to take a look at the power of eternal life that lives on the inside of you. The power that I've given to you. And the angel said, glory to God in the highest. Look, on earth, a miraculous miracle has happened. Peace on earth, goodwill towards those within whom He is pleased. For without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Thomas, you've seen and you believe because you've seen, but blessed. These are the ones that heaven is looking at. This is heaven's experience of faith. This is heaven's reality of me as they had never known me before until I became the only begotten of the Father. You get to experience with them the reality of salvation, never being saved. The reality of redemption, never being redeemed. The reality of forgiveness, never needing or being forgiven. The reality of being raised from the dead, though never dying. You get to experience the blessing of the Father through the only begotten of the Father because of their faith. Your eternal faith moves heaven in such a way that heaven rejoiced when Jesus Christ was born in the earth. And for the first time of all time and time beyond time, two dimensions became one. For the first time, people could look at the face of a man and see God. I know who you are. You are the Christ. You are God. Jesus said, this dimension could not possibly have told you who I am. You've just had an experience with the voice, the reality of the Father. For flesh and blood could not possibly tell you who I am. Flesh and blood could not have gotten you there. You just stepped into a different dimension of reality. And upon this revelation, this foundation, this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Upon this foundation, what? Your faith. Your revelation that God, Emmanuel, is with us. Heaven changed. Heaven was never the same. Heaven had never been united with earth in this way. Heaven had never been united with mankind in this way. Since the day of Adam and Eve, there had never been such guilt-free conscience such white, washed, whiter than any cleanser or bleach or fuller soap could make you. For the first time, heaven got to look at a spotless generation. And Jesus said, "This is my body, the church, through whom I will fulfill all the word of the Father, through whom heaven and earth will be united, through whom all nations will see my blessing. Because God wanted a gift. The gift of his sons and his daughters. The gift of love from his children. The gift of trust. The gift of faith in who he was and who he is and who he will be revealed to be. The Trinity of God abides in you when you are born again. We bear the witness of his virgin birth, born of the Spirit, not of the will of men. You bear that witness, the witness of a virgin birth, born of the Spirit, not of the will of man, or flesh, or blood. You were crucified with him. You were buried with him. You were dead. The old is past, and the new. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. And you were raised from the dead as he was in the Trinity of days. You're raised from the dead and made alive as he was raised from the dead and made alive. If you understand what really happened, how can you not rejoice? And how can you not believe that God has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness? Rejoice with the host of God's heavens. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What could you possibly imagine there would possibly be for you outside of the kingdom of God that is not an awaiting sphere or dimension, but is present with you? What could you possibly think you could attain on your own resolves, your own theory, your own idea, your own wishes, your own dreams, your deepest desire beyond your fleeting moment of human want will be found in the presence of your faith in Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God revealed in you, if you would only repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And say as Jesus did, "Lord, not my will, your will be done." Everything you've ever wanted, it's like trying to reach heaven. You will never find it. You will never get it because we are not our own. We were bought with a price. We were not made for ourselves. We were made as a gift for God. You are God's gift. And he wrapped us up in Jesus Christ and made us presentable to him. So Paul said, "I urge you, by the mercy of God, I urge you, by the mercies of God, present yourselves a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto him." Now that's true worship. Don't be conformed to the natural way of thinking, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I put before you today, drop everything you know is not righteous before God. Receive this gift of salvation that will not be shared with your will. Don't close your mind. Don't close your eyes. Don't plug your ears. Hear me and hear me loud and clear. The kingdom of God is available now. But He is so holy. He will not share you with another. There is no idol that He will share you with. Nothing that you lean on for strength. No addiction, no matter what your excuse. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will free you. He will raise you up so you can know who you are. And less than that is your doubt and denying that He can do it without you doing what you know you shouldn't do. Repent, for the great and glorious kingdom of God is at hand. Receive this gift of salvation so you can become a worshiper and bring a gift to the Father that He will receive. And in that, every thought, every idea, every desire of your heart will either be fulfilled or transformed into something so exceeding abundant and beyond all you know to ask or think that it will stagger your mind. God wants us to take dominion in the earth by our complete, justified, sanctified, holy faith in who Christ in us is. He wants you to take dominion over the nations of the earth, but you gotta start. You have to start right here. And the hard part is not doing it. The hard part is fighting it. The hard part isn't repentance. The difficult part is doubting it. And if you believe it, why wouldn't you do it? Experience the power of your eternal life today. Your faith in who He is in you, and who you are in Him. And know what it means when we say this is the greatest season of your life. Why wouldn't you step into positions and see the glory of God shine His light before you and give you the nations and bless you and raise you up in your gift and your call? Surprises out of the kingdom of God. Wonders that excel and exceed your deepest thoughts and imagination. It's not how hard you work, it's your work of faith. Devo Donna, wouldn't God take what you're doing and multiply it beyond the footprint that you already have stood in? And I look up and I see footprints that precede you, to mimic you, to copy you, not to take what you feel is given to you and make it their own, but to imitate you because of your faith. And nothing that is taken away from you, but out of your hands for one simple reason. It is bigger than the reach of your arm. It is multiplied more than the steps that you can take, no matter how fast and long you run. I see a work that becomes as though it were a hot iron branded on doorposts. The doorposts of a youthful generation that become adults and empower a nation. It is not simply the present you walk in, but the future. And it is bigger than your thoughts. You look at dollar figures and you say, if this could possibly be, and the word of the Lord is, I will do beyond, how could you possibly imagine that a certain sum would be an answer? It is the faith I have given you in revealing who I am to you and what I can do through you that is the sum beyond what you would even think to count. And the Lord will grant you your heart's desire, but you will find it far less than the Lord is doing. And you will surrender your desire, and beyond imagination, you will glorify God in awe. I would never have dreamed it could become this. If you can truly only believe. Nations roar like the sea, and they make sounds and say, look how great we are. And the Lord has said, because you have called out your name, and said that you were great in your own right, I will bring you low. I will triumph over you in my greatness, nations. I will take these nations as within my hand, and as though I bumped their heads together to wake them up. And some were willing to wake up, and some said, we will bump our heads until we perish. And so your words have made your way. But to those that will say, we have awakened to the truth that God is God, the Lord will restore you and raise you up. Our nation is this place, and these heads and this people. It is not only a political realm, it is the realm of the Spirit. My people, my teachers, my apostles, my prophets, my pastors, my teachers. Will there not be a great awakening? For it is not fit that one should fight to defeat another. But the fight of faith would be to unite one another. Not to hold on to what you have in order to maintain power greater than those that are before you. But to say, share in the power that I have. And in this, Christ is revealed. And the greatness of God's glory is revealed. And the increase comes to you. Hear me, those anointed to convey my word. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. There's a great awakening in you. And God will be glorified in His earth. For He will raise up that which is edifying to the body and not to themselves. You're living in that day. Those that denied me will take the position of those that stood up and called my name but would not trust me with their heart. They will stand in your podium, in your pulpit, and they will declare the word I told you to speak. Those who said, we will serve you, Lord, but in their heart their intention was to themselves, but the Lord saved them and redeemed them, and they were truly born of the Spirit. God said, I will give you the inheritance of everything that represents your anointing. There will be kingship in the earth, spiritual kingship, for the Lord will give into your hands the providence allotted those that would not obey the voice of the Lord. God came through Christ, and Jesus would not judge the world, but the judgment of the Father was forgiveness. And after he forgave you, he gave you a gift. Who but God would do that? Jesus. Lord, we praise you in this place. How can you not multiply? How can you not increase? But it were not for the works of your hands or the efforts or the writing or the proposals, but for your faith. How great is your faith? And we say, we've given all, but you have not given all. For I have given you much more. How can you give all when all you receive is from me, and with it there is no end? What you have learned to do is live by faith. And in faith is favor. And in favor is the glory of God revealed. So if we give unto the Lord and give all that we have not given all we have, because we have no end to what we give by faith. And we bless the name of the Lord. Liane, the meditation of your heart has been still and quiet and pondering. And the word of the Lord is, hear what I am telling you. I will change the direction of how you perceive. I brought you out of the chains that you wrapped around your own wrists and locked yourself. And I am the Lord that in a moment's time said, look at your hands, they're free. When you said, Lord, you are all in all, what could I want for? Why would I wane in the wind, waiting for that which has already come? There is a peace you will know in this season, unlike you have ever known. Your great desire will be one, to live in the presence of his favor, Jesus. It's like a wind blows through your home in the early, early morning hours before dawn. And the Lord speaks to your heart as though by a breath of the wind. And God says, remember, I am with you. You lack nothing. You've missed nothing. Your age has not declared what you have or have not. What you have accomplished or have not accomplished. But the word of my Spirit in you is the fullness in you. You've nothing to accomplish but so much to believe. The word of the Lord will be your husband and your comfort and your fullness, and in it is every living creature that has ever existed. The Lord is your shepherd and your husband and your God. You know who you are married to?
King.
Oh, that he would stand glorious of stature, mighty of decision, a hand of comfort to lead and to guide and to make me feel the fullness of who you are. You are more than woman, you are spirit. And the Lord will show you a comfort and a fullness and a completeness unlike you have ever known. Will you believe Him to be all and all to you? Then you will see the favor of the Lord fulfill your desire beyond what you have known. He is with you. Father, we praise you. Oh God. We worship you, Lord. How great is our God in this season. How great is the unity of the Lord and of His favor. How merciful. How magnified is God. Holy is the Lamb. Holy is my God. And to my friends to whom the Lord has sent me a shepherd to watch over you, as prophet to speak to you, as wisdom to strengthen you, as understanding to make you know the truth. The day that is are the days that lie before you. The day that is the days that lie before you. Unaltered and unchanged, the same as it was from the beginning. Writer, it's as though you pull your wife upon the stallion, the horse of honor that you ride, and your family pursues because they see the swiftness of your trod, your gallop, your run. And you ride through the wind rejoicing and saying, the Lord is with us. Why would we ever fear? What we have and who we are, God has given us. Hold on to one thing. I pray for you this, that your faith does not fail you, that you stand strong. Your home, your main residence here in California is a future place. It is the place, it is the breeding ground where you will hear the word of the Lord. I will speak to you. And what great times of rejoicing and celebration you will have. Shall you rid yourself of your home of celebration and prophecy? And revelation. You will find your home here, your place of peace. No fear, no doubt, no regret, only rejoicing. Who stands with you? Who stands around you? Whoever stands around you and does not stand with you, show them their way of joy. Take their hand and guide them through a door that they're in disagreement with. Then they may find their door and their window to be in agreement with. Walk in the joy of the Lord. Universal is not the work I have called you to do, universal. What will you believe? It is not your vote that counts, it is my word. My word is one. It is not two. My word is three. My word is yes and amen, and it is finished. Put yourself in a place where there is agreement, not with your will, but mine. Erase the disagreement that is around you. Why are you afraid? Will man keep you? Has he ever kept you? I will keep you. I will lead you. I will guide you. I will strengthen you. For out of the east and the far east, says the Lord, and even the southern borders, I have something to show you. This place, this state, is a state of the future. This is where the future will make itself known. Will you believe your wants, your wishes, your fears, your word, your doubt, your past? I will show you a new day. Believe the word of the Lord. Go away. Leave Egypt. Egypt is the mind of the past. And walk into the promise of the future. The word of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, you will find to be your strength. This is that season. This is that hour. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah. Chris, how accomplished are you? How old are you? How many days have passed? What have I not accomplished? By now, shouldn't I have been established like my dreams? Why? Where have I missed it? What is wrong with me? Is it my past that eats up my future? Is it my attitude with which I have arm wrestled and sometimes win and sometimes say I have lost? With whom do you struggle and contend? It is not me, says God. I am your satisfaction. Your faith is your accomplishment. The love and the honor that you show me, show the woman that stands beside you as my love to her and her love strengthened to you. Be a strength of my word and say of the Lord, I am filled and fulfilled, for Christ is my fullness. And whatever God you will to do through me, do it to your favor and for your glory. Are you not more accomplished than those that have called themselves branded with success and doubt my name and my word? Have they fulfilled their course and their lot? Have they known me to be their Redeemer? Your success is the light of Christ that lives within you, that shows them the darkness that they walk in. And not only by your words, but by your life. So that when you stand and as you stand complete in the Lord. And if you will have your confidence in me, the weight you carry will drop off of your shoulders and you will feel far taller than you are. The little boy inside of you that cries for help will leave and never return. He has grown up and become mature. He is strong in the Lord. Feed him meat. Take the bottle away from him. Deprive him of the milk. Let him drink the wine of the Spirit. And eat the meat of revelation. And you will see the blessed favor of God on you. We praise you, Lord. Feel like I could prophesy all day long. Mighty God, your ways are great, greater than my ways. You are higher than my thoughts, O God. And we praise you. We adore, we worship you. Matt, you are thumbing through pages of even prophecies that I have laid before you by the word of the Lord. And you say, we must do this one. Let us make this come alive. Let us present it before the people. Let the people hear and say, revelation, I have this revelation. We must take this and make it a marker of our faith and a standard of what we believe. Let us produce what God has revealed by His Spirit, and let revelation live in light. You turn seven pages representing 7 days of 1 week, a week of accomplishment. Seven pages you turn. Seven times you will do. If you will believe my word, I have given you enough seed to sow. You need no more but to sow what I have given you by faith. To take what I have put so clearly in front of you and say, Lord, thank you for what you have brought to me and given me and shown me. And in your confidence and in your faith of the word of the Lord, heads will be turned to you. Even as they were turned to Daniel. And they will acknowledge you serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is no den we can put you in. There is no beast that can devour you. The beast being the ignorance of a godless conscience and the wickedness of a religious one. You will go into the uncircumcised. Who are they? Those that believe me and love me and call upon my name, but have not circumcised themselves, but have been circumcised by my Spirit, who seek and hunger for my word to dwell in them. And I will raise you up beyond the imagination of your mind. You and your wife will stand in health, in joy and peace and longevity, if you will hear my word and do as I say and walk in the power of my favor. And you will look and say, I would not have dreamed it would be so far beyond what we had thought it would be. Would not God give you the nations as a banner of praise? Look and see what God has done. What is time but what God says? What is a second but a memory of the word of the Lord? What is a minute but of praise to walk in it in the minute? And an hour, a time of unformidable power, God's Spirit in me. And today, the day of acknowledging, look what God has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. And a week, a time of strength and power, a time of a fulfilling, a time of the day entering rest. And a month, but the mounting up of God's people upon the fulfillment of a day, even the calendar day, saying God has given us every day to glorify Him. And a year, the year of the Lord our God and of His Christ. The time of our glorious victory and honor when we stand in praise, saying, look and see what God has done. And we bless the name of the Lord. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is the greatest season of your lives. This is the hour of the Lord and of His Christ. And we rejoice in our God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word.
worship Him with me. I mean, really worship Him with me. Jesus. 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 Worship Him. Come on. That's why we're here. Worship Him. You've heard my voice. Let Him hear yours. Hear this word. DeRay, daughter of Gary and Donna. I called your name and you heard me. I've spoken to you and you received my word. I've filled you with my spirit and you are empowered. I want your voice. I want all of you. You are mine and I will use you. I will move through you. You'll not feel like a vessel that is being used for service, but a vessel of honor. For the glory of the Lord that pours through you, out of you will flow rivers of life-giving water. There are thirsty ones that need the water I have given you to give to them. You will quench the thirst of many. It is not far away, but a handful of days. I will move you and not man. I will quicken you and not man. I am the Lord God who does as I will, and my will is right. Just and perfect. And why should I not prophesy to my daughters? Lenaid, daughter of Gary and Donna, as stated in the Word, as of Old Testament and New. I have granted you wisdom and peace. I have shown you serenity and soundness. I am the government of all the law within you and around you. I have kept and will keep you. I will speak wisdom and words of understanding through you. And when you open your mouth, it won't be your word, but the word of the Spirit. There will be no emptiness in you. I will fill you complete as you are this day. For my Spirit dwells within you. To melt the hearts of the heart hard-hearted as candle wax before a flame. To pick up the weak that are bowed down, to strengthen their weak knees and show them they can walk in favor. To remove the sense of emptiness and fear and uncertainty. To drive out the anger and the rage by a word of love and peace. You will demonstrate the opposite to what they feel, and they will run to the light of the anointing of God that is on you. The Lord will greatly empower through you what you say, for it will be the word of the Lord, and your steps will be so firm you will not be moved. Only trust and believe. You belong to me, says the Lord. You are mine. God, we worship you. Lord, we praise you. Come on in the house. Worship your God. Would you stand with me? Pour out your heart before the Lord. In the wonder of this day. Oh God, my God, Lord God, you are worthy of praise. Acquisitions will fall before your hand. What will you say? You will say this, I will inquire of the Lord and see what God says. And if the Lord says, move upon it, I will put it in your hands with favor. Over the next 3 years, you will see a torrent wind throughout the nations. But to those that are just, you will be as though you were in a ship and the Lord has calmed the sea. You will walk on the waters of tribulation and trial and be not afraid. Instead, you will call it the year of the Lord, the blessing of God. In a wilderness, you will see the myrtle tree grow before you. You will see the berries spring forth where the bushes and the stickers and the deadness of the ground was. Rivers will run through your land, and I will bless you and overflow you with goodness. Meekness and joy will be in your land. Why so? That those that are destitute and uncertain may come to you, even as they came to Joseph and say, for grain, for bread, for land, for water. For the Lord says, you are my people, anointed, and I am no respecter of persons. Won't the Lord raise you up in this generation, even as he did Joseph? And you'll be a blessing to the nations. They will call you blessed of the Lord and favored of God Almighty. This is the greatest season of your lives. Give the Lord praise today. Father, we pull on the heavens of God and we declare, Lord, let your word as it is and as it stands be fulfilled according to your will and your word. You are the authority and the power. You said in the last days there would be prophecies and they would prophesy and old would dream dreams and young would see visions. And on your people there would be an outpouring of spirit, your spirit and power, and we would prophesy. So today, in accordance with your word, we have prophesied and spoken your word. And all in accordance with the word and the scriptures of God that bear witness that the Lord has spoken. God, so in it be glorified, be praised. Let the faith of your people fail not, but stand strong in the word of God. Every blemish removed, every stain gone, every scar, no memory. The Lord is your healer. The Lord is your joy. The Lord, he is your salvation, the everlasting one. And Father, for it, we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Everybody shouted in the house.